President John Dramani Mahama is holding bilateral talks with the visiting Nigerian President General Muhammadu Buhari at Pidiasi Lodge. Our presidential correspondent Seth Iyah, who has joined us on the line, says President Buhari arrived in the morning to a rousing welcome. Hello, Seth.
Hello, Mercy.
Yes. Seth, we hear the president is in a closed-door meeting with President Buhari. Is the meeting over?
No, Mercy, the meeting is over. It's not over. President Mahama and General Muhammadu Buhari are so locked up in the bilateral discussions at the Pidiasi Lodge here.
Yes.
And the information...
Yes.
The information we have is that they're going to discuss a number of issues, after which they will brief the media. And so we are all waiting for the two leaders to come out and tell us what they had discussed.
Yes, and obviously, Seth, they would have to discuss issues on security, considering the Boko Haram threat and, you know, recent reports in Ghana about ISIS recruitment in parts of the country.
Yes, exactly so, Mercy. And if you remember, since President Buhari took office, he's been taking a number of steps, including the dismissal of the commander of the Nigerian army. And he has also restored about 3,000 soldiers who were dismissed for one indiscipline or the other. Yes, so the issue about Boko Haram and its repercussions for West Africa is on the agenda. And if you recall, President Mahama, not long ago, was the chairman of ECOWAS, and a number of steps were taken when President Goodluck Jonathan was then the president. So, yes, the issue about the Boko Haram and ISIS, you know, is also high on the agenda. And I've also been told that the two leaders will also be discussing issues of mutual interest. If you remember, Ghana and Nigeria play a very important role in ECOWAS. And so issues about ECOWAS will also be on the table. Mercy.
Yes, and on sub-regional cooperation, what are the two expected to touch on? Is there a possibility of gas from Nigeria on the agenda?
Yes. I remember not long ago when the gas issue was very prominent. When President Mahama met Goodluck Jonathan, he spoke about it. And I'm sure President Mahama will also raise the issue about gas, because President Mahama has been telling Ghanaians that Ghana, the way out of the country's energy crisis is thermal generation of power. It means that the country is gradually reducing its reliance on hydropower. So the issue about gas from Nigeria and under the West Africa gas pipeline project will also be an issue that the two leaders will be discussing. Another trade issues between Ghana and Nigeria. Merci.
Yeah, and do you have any idea about when this meeting would end, the closed-door meeting?
Yes, on the program, the meeting should have been over by now, and then the news conference will follow shortly. But still, they are locked up, and I'm sure the president will also be hosting President Buhari to a luncheon. So I'm sure they will finish the luncheon before they come and address the media. We are all waiting patiently for them to come and address us. Merci.
Correspondent Seth Iyah, thank you for talking to us.
And international relations aspect Dr. Ken Ahosu says the visit of the Nigerian head of state strikes a high chord because the two countries need each other, especially when Ghana is experiencing energy crisis. Referring to the supply of gas to Ghana and security issues, Dr. Ahosu said it is for these sectors that the two nations need to boost bilateral relations. He said the two countries would continue to learn from each other as far as regional security, trade and other protocols are concerned. He spoke to George Ankra.
There are two things in life. One is geography and one is biology. And it's very difficult to choose your own neighbors and to choose your siblings. So nature has made it in such a way that in Nigeria, our faith our destiny is somehow intertwined, and we have a very long history. There are some Ghanaians who trace their roots or origins from Nigeria, the Gans, and to some extent the Igbo. So culturally, we share common bonds and some form of affinity, but we have a long colonial history, a history of slavery. There have been very high points in Ghana-Nigerian relations, and there have been very low points as far as Aliens Compliance Order and Ghana Must Go is concerned. But the point is that at this time of Africa's black man's development, we need each other. In the first place, Ghana is just going through energy crisis, and largely Nigeria has been supplying gas there. In the past, used to be oil. We equally have gas at the moment, but the infrastructure that we have does not carry the gas demand at the moment, so we rely on the West African gas pipeline. So for this reason, it is important that we have very close relationship with Nigeria in such a way that we have uninterrupted gas supply and electricity production in Ghana. As you pointed out, security-wise, we have what you call a transnational security threat at the moment, whereby you cannot put a finger on where a security threat is coming from. It has become very diverse and diffused across regions. And besides that, we have the sea, which is a problem which is coming largely. Presently, Ghana and Cote d'Ivoire have some misunderstanding about sea boundary. Analysis has shown that in the near future, if Nigeria extends its boundary and Ghana extends its boundary, we are bound to cross each other at some point in time. So for these reasons, it's very important that we have very good bilateral relations in such a way that we can agree to disagree and agree to agree where our interests conflict for that matter. Besides that, there is the religious militancy that is spreading over, particularly with the demise of Gaddafi. The whole Sahel region has been opened, and we have seen that Boko Haram has extended its activities across borders to Cameroon, Mali, and Niger. And we cannot say that we are an ostrich, we are not concerned. There are things we must learn from Nigeria, and there are things that Nigeria has to learn from us as far as security is concerned. Besides that, the records show that there are 4 million Nigerians presently living in Ghana. And then, statistics one thing, we will realize that there are more than 8 million Nigerians presently in Ghana, and that is quite a quantity. And those that go in and come out, they bring good things, and at the same time, sometimes they pose stress to our society. So it is very, very good that the two countries, especially the leaders, have a very, very good relationship so that we can manage, especially as you pointed out, the protocol on free movement of people and establishment has opened a Pandora box whereby West Africans can freely move about. But then again, we have things like Ebola, epidemics and pandemics, which may pose threats to other countries. And the only way we can work humanely and cordially maintain this relationship and enjoy this right that these protocols grant us is to what? Have a human face of it, a human collaboration and a face on it. Yes.
When you look at the movement of goods and people from Ghana to Nigeria and vice versa, you can hardly understand why, up to now, the two countries do not have that protocol which would ensure free flow instead of the checks, the counter checks, and the money transfers and all that go on along the route to Nigeria. You think the two leaders can do anything to improve that sector?
Well, largely, I think what you are, the rules are there. It's the implementation that is the problem. Even when you are traveling from Accra to a place like Kohoe, you see about 10 police barriers and sometimes as much as 16. And I think this is what you are pointing out, especially if you are moving from Ghana to Nigeria. There are so many checkpoints. These are institutional issues. And it takes political will as to ease this type of bottleneck. So, again, it's, the good relationship between the two presidents will go a long way as to what, promote this free movement. Africa, particularly West Africa, needs a united front at the United Nations, at the world at large.
You heard an international relations expert, Dr. Ken Ahosu, on the visit of Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari.
Members of the Nigerian community resident in Ghana say they are elated by the visit of President Buhari. The executive officer of the Nigerian community, Moses Owari, told Radio Ghana that the visit will further cement the relations between the two countries. He called on President Mahama and his counterpart, General Buhari, to discuss issues on trade liberalization among ECOWAS countries. He spoke with Yaya Kwamwa.
I'm excited. Nigerians are very happy that he has visited. At least since he's swearing in, it's the first time he's coming into Ghana, and everyone is excited. So he has proceeded to have his bilateral meeting with the Excellency President Mahama, and on his return, we'll be able to have a collective session with the Nigerian community and Nigerian business people in Ghana. So I think the very significant visit, very important. People will be able to have the opportunity to talk with him, and he will be able to, maybe in what we are doing, an idea of what progress he has made in the office of the President of the Federal Republic of Nigeria.
How do you see the visit of Buhari to Ghana? How do you see the relationship with Ghana and that in Nigeria to be like?
Well, I think it should be a continual solidifying our Ghana-Nigeria relationship, and also to look into where we have small challenges. And I think bilaterally they can be able to come to a consensus on issues of differences, and continue to build on issues where there is a smooth relationship already, just to prove upon them. We as Nigerians are looking forward to see that ECOWAS protocol that they are trying to implement will start as soon as possible, so that every ECOWAS citizen can begin to enjoy the benefits that will be accrued on this protocol. So we are looking forward. We are having a session with him and the resident of His Excellency, the Ambassador, the High Commissioner to Ghana, Nigerian High Commissioner to Ghana, Ambassador Lucey Onufowanko. And Nigerians have started going there. I will be there to present my speech. And other Nigerians will also have the opportunity to give their own view and also hear from him.
So by when you meet him, what will you be telling him?
We will be able to tell him, the Nigerians that are in Ghana, what they are doing. And we, first of all, we want to congratulate him and, I mean, for his victory and the nation's victory in this election. And I will be able to also let him know that we have some of our people here who are concerned with general regulation or situation issues like the foreigner's ID card, the issues relating to the cost. These are the things that Nigerians are crying that we should deal with, whether it's possible for government to look at it once again and reduce the cost of processing the foreigner's ID card.